Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm your host, Angela Butler. Tonight, we have a guest with us that is running for sheriff in the state of Georgia, Derek T. Broughton. Until Derek T. Broughton gets to Show Talk with Angela Butler, we're going to listen to Looch to Dawn, Dawn's Beauty.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's in Georgia?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What are some things you would like to do if elected?
If I'm elected, I would like to see this agency nationally accredited by CALEA, the Commission on Accreditation for Law Enforcement Agency. I would like to see them implement more programs for our youth to keep our youth out of jail, teach them crime prevention. My platform is prevention, intervention before apprehension. As sheriff, I would provide a fresh and proactive approach to law enforcement. Now, this would be done by utilizing a vast experience that are possessed by a diverse employee base. Now, by working together with the community, the men and women of the sheriff's office will provide the highest professional level of services for all citizens and visitors of Douglas County. My goal is to implement plans for the youth, try to keep our youth, educate our youth on crime prevention as well as the other. Because right now, what I see in Douglas County, we have a quick solution, incarceration instead of education. My goal is to provide a professional service to the citizens. Use the GREAT program in school, gain resistant education and training, teach our youth how to stay out of jail, not commit crimes, and eliminate gang activity, home invasions, and drug use in Douglas County. As 20 years of service in law enforcement, I'm currently working with Fulton County Sheriff's Office, and I want to bring that experience to Douglas County so we can have a new beginning and a fresh start in our community.
Okay. So you're concerned about youth and incarceration rate in Douglas County. Is it a high incarceration rate?
Well,
for the youth?
But the thing is, they're not, to me now, they're not educating our youth on crime prevention. Instead of teaching them how to stay out of jail, you know, you put our kids in jail. I want to keep the jail as clear as possible of the people by educating them and become productive citizens in Douglas County.
Okay. So there's gang activity in Douglas County.
It's not as bad as it is in Fulton County, where I'm currently working. But
okay.
We have a small problem in Douglas County, but it could be addressed. They have a wonderful program with the police department, but this program works after you have gotten in trouble. You know, I want to prevent that, minimize that program, and keep our, you know, youth safe and provide a better community for our citizens.
Okay. All right. What makes you more equipped than the other candidates?
Well, with my 20 years of service as sheriff's office, in the sheriff's office, I've worked juvenile court, I've worked juvenile transport, I worked with adults, the jail, court service, extradition, warrant service, patrol division. I have the necessary tools and equipment and experience that it takes to run an effective agency. And I think I would do a better job because I am experienced. I mean, although the other candidates are has experience, but I can provide that service that citizens need to feel safe in their community.
Okay. So you live in Douglas County, so
yes,
but you work in Fulton County.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So your primary thing, one of the platforms that you stand strongly on, my understanding, is more prevention before the youth get in trouble, right? Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. Providing a fresh and proactive approach to law enforcement.
Yes, and how would you do that? I mean, what type of programs?
You can utilize the programs that are in schools now. You know, they have I would probably probably think they have their program, they have the GREAT program. There's different programs that we can use to help our youth. When I was growing up, you know, in school, I went to an elementary school. We had like the officer friendly. They used to come to school, teach us about crime prevention, let us sit in the cars, turn on the lights. We're not doing anything like that now. It seems like they're in the schools, but they're there for security. From what I see now, kids are being arrested for fighting, cursing at the teachers. Anything you do now in school gives you an opportunity, a trip to jail. And I want to prevent that part. Quit sending our kids to jail because you institutionalize our youth at an early age. They go from juvenile, the same juveniles, it's a pattern. From juvenile jail to prison. That's all they know.
Yes.
They need to know. We need to teach them that there's a better way.
Their county. Did you know that? Unless it's to go to prison or to a juvenile detention center. They never leave the county until it's to go to prison or to jail.
Yeah.
They never leave that environment, and I think it's very tragic and sad.
Yeah. I mean, you bring them up, you introduce them to this environment, and it's like a pattern. And they don't know anything else because we're not educating our youth. And I want to change that. And if I'm elected sheriff, I will change it.
Okay. What is your educational background?
Okay. Went to elementary school in Atlanta, Georgia. High school in Atlanta. I spent some time at Marsh Brown. Didn't complete it, but I'm currently registered at Ashford University, completing my, working on my bachelor degree in criminal justice. And I'm currently in school now at Ashford.
Okay. All right. Do you also work in government? Have you ever worked in government?
Have I ever worked in government? Other than the sheriff's office, my 20 years of service there. With the sheriff's office.
All right, 20 years of service, that's a long time.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be in law enforcement.
Well, you learn a lot and you see a lot, you know, and it gives you a different perspective on our youth and how we should, you know, take the time out to try to educate our youth. And, you know, my number one priority once I'm elected is community policing. The response time, you know, listening to the citizen, attending homeowners association. I want to know, you know, I want to know what are your concerns.
Okay.
You know, let's address your concern. Let's try to make it better.
You sound concerned, and you sound like you're passionate about what you want to do, and that's a good trait. That's a good trait to have.
Thank you.
What do you think about the high incarceration rate of men? The high incarceration rate of men, and why do you think women are slowly catching up with them? You know, being incarcerated. Why do you think that is? I know you say they start out as juveniles, but after they do the first bout, why do you think it continues on and on and on, in and out of jail as adults?
Once that pattern starts, once you get arrested, you know, one time, it seems like, you know, it's a pattern. It never stops. I remember back in the days now, we didn't have that many females entering into the jail system, but we have as many females as males going to court now. Being locked up, and you have to look at the process because it changes, and we have to change it with the justice center system. When you look at domestic violence, you don't just go to the house and just lock the male up anymore. You know, male and female will probably end up going to jail. We used to, when normally look at the aggressor and lock up the aggressor, but if both parties have physical scars on them, they're both going to jail. But the pattern started early, because if you look at the generation, it's changing. You have granddaughter, mother, and grandmother in the same club. So it's changing. It's generation changing. And you see more females entering into the justice center now because of that. You have more males getting arrested, our kids. They don't have no guidance. And that's the thing. That's why I say education, prevention before apprehension. If we're not educating our kids, then they don't know anything else. But, you know, that peer pressure, hanging out with their friends, getting into trouble. We need to come up with different programs in the school. If you're utilizing the activities in school, you're in the band, you possibly playing football, basketball, something to occupy their mind so they won't commit crime, so they won't get in trouble. We're not doing these things anymore to help our kids and lead them to become productive citizens in our community anymore, and we need to bring that back.
In your opinion, is it the parents, in your opinion, and I'm not trying to get you not elected, okay, because I think you stand for many things, but I have to ask this question because it came up on chat. In your opinion, is it the parents' fault? Is it a society problem? Is it an African-American, I'm reading from the chat, right, African-American problem, or is it just a generational problem?
I think it's a generational problem. Yeah, I would think it's a generational problem. You know, it repeats itself. It's a cycle. You know, it's just a phase that we're in right now. And you have more and more young adults voting than ever before since the Barack Obama era. So it's a cycle that we go through. It's a generational problem. But it can be corrected if we had the right people in office and people that's concerned about our youth.
Okay. What advice do you have for the youth? I mean, what advice can you give the youth, about the system? I mean, I know the NAACP, to my best of my understanding, has implemented lawyers to help people now, not just, you know, who have criminal crimes, charges against them. And what do you think about that?
I think if they had a career path, something to live by, to follow by. If they had a goal or something they enjoy doing, rather than, you look at the music, the rap music, the news, probably 85% of the news is negative. So we got to show more positive energy in our community so they can see there's a better way of doing things. You know, if you want something, you have to work for it. Talk to your parents. Your parents need to talk to you. Know what your kid's doing. Sit down and talk with your kids. You have to be honest with your kids. You have to talk to your kids. You have to try to understand them. And you can help them. It starts at home. It starts at home. So if you help your kids, you know, talk to your kids, if they understand you, you understand them, then you have a better perspective on where you want to go. And as parents, you would have a better perspective on where your kids are going. As long as you can talk to them, they're honest, you can talk to them, they can talk to you, then, you know, you communicate better. Better communication will help you in the long run as far as dealing with your kids. But if you're not talking to your kids, you don't know what they're doing, then you have a problem out in the when they go out in the street, because they don't know what the kid's doing.
What do you think about single-parent families? single parent family, one parent, either mother or dad, working to provide for the children and take care of the children. Do you think that's contributing to the delinquency, or is it not? Is it once again? Would you say once again it's a generational thing?
It's a generational thing. I was raised by a single parent.
Okay.
You know, and I went into law enforcement. I mean, I didn't hang out in the street. My mom worked at night. I had easy access as far as getting out, hanging in the street, but I chose not to. And it's the people that you surround yourself with.
So you're saying that because you believe it's a generational thing, it's cool. It's cool to be bad. In other words, to be a thug.
Absolutely.
Go to jail.
Absolutely.
But once you get there, it's not cool. You know. But,
it's not cool.
Yeah, I get what you're saying.
But you have
it's
kids
now. It's not okay
now.
To read a book anymore. It's not okay to be intelligent, be an honor student. You know, you get a lot of peer pressure when you're that. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely.
Okay.
There's a lot
so
of peer
cool
pressure.
It's cool.
And when you look at it, some of the kids, they wear their ankle monitor with their pants leg up so you can see it. You know, they want you to see it, know that they've been in jail or been incarcerated or, you know, on restrictions now. Because, I mean, it's a cool thing to them. And you have to let them know it's not. You have to talk to your kids. If you don't understand them, how can they understand you? And that's our problem now. We're not talking to our kids. And my goal is to help the parents educate their kids. And working together with school and the parents, I think we can accomplish that.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to go to a small break. We're going to pay some bills. We're going to come back with Derek T. Broughton. He's running for sheriff in Douglas County within the state of Georgia. Let's go to break, listeners.
At risk youth is defined by statute as a child under the age of 18 who meets at least one of the following three requirements: is absent from home for at least 70 consecutive hours without parental consent, or is beyond parental control such that his slash her behavior endangers the health, safety, or welfare of the child or any other person, has a substance abuse problem for which there are no pending criminal charges relating to the substance abuse. It can be found that active youth struggles with complex issues and scenarios that are brought on by peers, mentors, family members, and difficult social environments. Camp Penny understands the increased complexity of today's at-risk youth, has on parents. Camp Penny works with nonprofits and federal agencies to find solutions. Today's youth are exposed to a variety of negatives, making them more at risk to injury, academic failure, and poor health. Teens who are likely to be more at risk are usually those that do not have a strong support system at home and in the community, as well as teens who are not coping well with the different challenges that they are facing. So what sorts of programs will Camp Penny have? Camp Penny will provide outdoor activities as the main feature of the camp. There is no sitting around getting bored at Camp Penny. The girls will eat a well-balanced and healthy diet, then get outside for some well-planned and highly beneficial programs. Just the Camp Penny location is a real boost for our children. The beauty of nature may not have previously registered with many city-bound kids. Out in the wilderness, the teens get to commune with nature, observe the wildlife, and tackle challenging physical tasks. That will build their self-confidence and their muscles. If you would like to help or become a volunteer of the Camp Penny Project, please contact us at client@camppenny.org. Let's save our daughters.
All right, listeners, that was Mr. Clyde Anderson. He was a guest on Show Talk with Angela Bullitt. Camp Penny is to help. Camp Penny is a camp that is being started to help young girls, teenage girls, with suicide prevention hotlines and to help them before they get into the system. Prevention, not while they're already in the system, but to prevent them from going into the system. Next, we have from Glamour Magazine, Garland McLaughlin.
When you're searching for the latest news on entertainment, the economy, business, technology, and creative arts, choose
the Digital Conglomerate Magazine.
Not only do they give you all the latest information, but they're there for you 24/7, baby, giving you the 411 and all you need to know, baby. Visit the Digital Conglomerate Magazine online. Just Google us, baby. We're everywhere.
Next, we have Exquisite Barista, a company of exquisite design. This is the next commercial, listeners.
Let's get down to business. So you're having that company function or business function, and you need the proper services to get that business menu pumped. Okay, here's the solution. Call Exquisite Barista Services. Exquisite Barista Services has the experience to create a signature beverage for your business or organization. Services also include barista training, custom beverage menu creation, food and beverage pairing, and so much more. Visit Exquisite Barista Services online at www.exquisiteexpressinc.com or better yet, call 210-701-0143. That's 210-701-0143. Don't take your chances on the other man. Get that grand plan and choose Exquisite Barista Services.
All right, listeners, we also out here at Show Talk with Angela Butler would like you not to forget Power of the V by author John Watts. It can be found at Amazon.com. Also, let's not forget April Smith Holt, Butterfly Cosmetics. She's the CEO of this company out of Georgia. Her cosmetics can be found and bought at www.butterflycosmetics.com. Let's not forget Angelina Squire. The author Angelina Squire, the name of her book is Tune Into the Right Voice, Let the Voice of God Be Louder Than the Voice of Your Struggle. Don't forget to check her book out and buy her book at Amazon.com. Listeners, tonight we have with us Derek T. Broughton. Derek T. Broughton is a sheriff candidate for Douglas County. Mr. Broughton.
Yes, ma'am.
We were talking about the youth and things like that. Do you think you said it's a generational thing. It's not a parent's fault. It's just you don't really blame society. You don't really blame the youth. You think it's a generational thing. But in my opinion, the youth are being influenced for some kind of way. They're being influenced, not just peer pressure. I mean, to me, it's more like, I think it's an issue. Not just a generational issue, not only a generational issue, but it has to do with TV, the media, what they see in movies, what they see in videos, and just different things. I think it's a combination of all these things that makes them think that it's cool to be a criminal.
Yeah. It still falls upon a generational.
I think it's society and generational.
Yeah, because when you look at it, was that the video games? Was it some auto theft game that they have on my Xbox? You know, you look at all these rap videos. I mean, it's a lot of things that you can say could contribute to the problem. But it still falls up under the generational thing because it's where we are now. You know, because you didn't have the Xbox back in the days. You know, you didn't have these type of rap music like it is now back in the days. It's this generation now that's having a problem. And that's why I feel strong that it's a generational thing.
Okay. Right.
But, you know, we have to be there to educate our youth and help them and show them that there's a better way.
Well, if the youth could get it in their heads that it's not cool to be a criminal, it's not cool to go to jail, it's not cool to go to prison, you don't get any brownie points for going to prison. It just makes your life harder once you get out.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get a job. It's harder to It's once you go to jail or prison, you have a record. No matter what they tell you, you have a record. no matter what your friends tell you, you still have a record to make. If you ever want to run for office, it makes it hard to go into the military, to run for a political office. It shows up. It makes it hard to work for the government later on. It just makes life very hard.
That's where that pattern starts when you're 17. Once you're arrested after you're 17, it's hard to erase, you know, what you have put on your record. So we have to let them know at an early age. We can do the best we can, but, you know, you can put 10 people in the room and talk to them. You might get 3 out of 10. It's going to change. But at least you change somebody. You know,
I
would love to change them up.
Just to get in there, get into office, and do what you can to change. If you can't reach them all, just reach some of them at least, you know, and change their lives for the better. Is that why you're running for office?
I also want to safeguard our community. Community policing, I want officers in our neighborhood interacting with the citizens and bring the confidence back between the citizens and law enforcement agencies. Because, you know, you can get a lot of information from these citizens out here if a crime happened in their community, their subdivision, neighborhood. But right now, sometimes, you know, officers and citizens are not speaking. They're not talking. Because the only thing they think, oh, he's coming out here to lock somebody up. And you have to be tough on crime. I would love to put fear in crime, keep people from committing crimes in our community. You know, if we can eliminate that process, we'll be fine. But you also have to be smart on crime. Criminals are getting smarter. So, you know, they're getting smarter, so we have to keep our eyes open because it's changing. You have computers now. Things are changing. Kids are a lot smarter, so we have to understand what they're doing. And there's a lot of computer crime, so, you know, you have to keep your eyes open on everything.
Yes, there.
So, you know, my goal is, you know, just my vision is to bring a safe and secure community, you know, providing the necessary service to keep Douglas County safe.
Okay. All right. I think that just about sums everything up and what platform you stand on and what your beliefs are. As even though you're not, you are a politician in a sense. You are a politician, no sense about it. What do you think of President Barack Obama? What do you think of the job that President Barack Obama is doing, in your opinion? Just ask you.
In my opinion, I think he's done an excellent job, in my opinion.
Okay.
You know, because I'll be out here again voting for Barack Obama. You know, what I realized, you know, get into this political arena, running for office, you're not going to be able to please everybody. You know, it's going to be somebody out there don't like what you're doing. But you got to stand strong and move forward. But you have to remember now, he said in his opinion, he feel like, you know, that, you know, same sex should get married. He didn't, well, some people say he endorsed it, or he put it into law. He didn't put it into law. He just gave you his opinion.
His opinion.
And people
twist
the words around.
Yeah, they twisted
his
words.
Opinion. Yeah. So, you know, I think he's doing an excellent job. He had a fight ahead of him. Republicans was doing everything they could to shoot down everything he wanted. Even the stuff that they wanted to do, he decided to pass it. They were shooting that down. But the people, you know, was looking at it like, hey, he hadn't helped us. He can't help us. Well, he can't help you if you just put him in office and don't get back out and vote. You have to vote.
You have to vote for more than just the president. It's kind of like a party thing, I believe.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, the Senate, the House, you know, they put him in office, but they didn't get back out. They didn't go back out and vote. And so you left him with his hands tied. And then you turn around and say, okay, he hadn't done anything for us. But what can he do when you left him out there by himself?
Yes.
So in order for him to pass bills or get stuff done, the Democratic Party has the control of the Congress and the Senate. Because they vote, if they vote him down, then what can he do? He'd be doing like you're doing with the health care now. Still fighting.
Health care was a good thing. People need health care. Prevention is what I believe in. Preventive health care. Preventive health care is good. If you can kick somebody from getting real sick, you have a stronger society and a stronger America.
Mm-hmm. And see, that's the same way I feel about crime prevention. And if we utilize a fresh and proactive approach, then we can eliminate home invasion. We can eliminate auto theft, armed robbery. But we have to have that preventive approach, and the only way you can have that is visibility. That means you need officers on the street. And that's what I believe in. I believe that we can do it. I believe it can be done. And if I'm sheriff, it will be.
All right. Like that. All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the show? Anything that hasn't been covered?
The election. Early voting starts July the 4th, somewhere around the beginning of July. The day of voting is July the 31st. So if any of your listeners out there in Douglas County, remember Derek T. Broughton, running for sheriff, Douglas County, want to provide a proactive service for all citizens in Douglas County.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Derek T. Broughton, for coming to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I'm glad I finally got you on.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Have a good
day. Nice talking to you. All right.
Nice talking to you. And good luck.
All right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, we've had with us tonight Sheriff candidate Derek T. Broughton. Derek T. Broughton is running for sheriff in Douglas County. That's in the state of Georgia. Listeners, I can't say I'm in Florida, so I can't vote for him, but get out and exercise your right to vote, those of you who can and will. Exercise your right to vote because the political process is a very important one. Some people don't see how it affects them, but in the long run it does. It not only affects you, it affects your children, it affects your grandchildren. So exercise your right to vote if you can. And I definitely intend to. God willing, I will be voting. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, listen, we're going to listen to Yaji. Yaji is a rapper and some sort of R&B. We're going to listen to what he has to say. right, listeners, that was Yaji, the R&B artist. Don't forget to check out his CD on cdbaby.com. Next, we have X40, the rapper from West Africa. This song is Survivor.
Yeah, Forty Theory, Survivor of all tribulations, you know what it is? It's my game, Survivor, come on.
Yeah, I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm a fire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor. I'm a survivor, I look everywhere, all I see is fire. Shouting up louder, all I'm a fire, oh Lord. I'm a survivor.
You know what is brand new? I bring it to you just as new. 1, 2, 3, buckle up my shoes. You can listen to the news. The words that I utter, I testimonies to good, better times in the past. I had my back to the wall, praises to God. I break the four walls, I broke on the back of the terrible beast. Now I be like this. My enemies is on your knees. Stuck to the ground like glue. Listen to the fumes. My lyrics to your ears just sound like the morning dew. I don't just read only Genesis, but also read Matthew.
All right, listen, that was a little bit of X40's single Survivor. You can find him at ReverbNation.com. That's www.ReverbNation.com. You've been listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. The call-in number is 1-347-327-9376. I can be found on Facebook and also at AngelaButlerShow@gmail.com is my email address. And the phone number I can be reached at is 850-326-4080. For those of you who care to be on the show or to advertise on the show. All right. Thank you. Have a good night.